Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Dalet, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, Omar Rab Lozar, Omar Rab Hoshia. Today's daf is being learnt Le'ilu Nishmas, Nosen Nota Ben Yaakov Meir, and Yecheskel Ben Reb Chaim Eliezer. So we're in the middle of a sugya. In fact, we're very much in the middle of a sugya. Sugya that deals with the laws of Tumah v'Tahira. So there's a few times over the course of Maseches Chulin that Chulin meets Tumah v'Tahira. These few dafin tucked away in the Lamids in Perek HaShoichet is very much one of those places. So why are we talking about Tumah v'Tahira? The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph discussed someone that shechts a behema, a chaya, or oif, and no dam came out. So the Mishnah says one of the halachos that would result because of the fact that there was no dam is that if somebody wanted to now eat this meat with yodaya mesuavos, with hands that are tame, it wouldn't be an issue. And the reason is because in order for food to really be it would have to first be Huchsha L'Kabal Tumah, and being that there was no dam, so it's for that reason, in this instance, there's no ability to be Metama the food, therefore, there's not going to be any problem. And the Gemara said that there's a fundamental issue with this Mishnah. The Mishnah is L'Chura talking about Chulin. How do you know the Mishnah is talking about Chulin? There's four Mekairos from the Mishnah itself that we're talking about, Chulin. Number one, the Mishnah says, HaShoichet Behema Chaya V'Oif. There's no such thing as a Chaya that's Kachim. Number two, the Mishnah says that just because no dam came out, that in and of itself doesn't render the Shechita, Shechita Psula, Kachim, the Ikr Shechita could be is even for the dam. And if that's the case, then if the Mishnah says you don't need the dam, must be we're talking about Chulin. Additionally, the Mishnah's mavur that the dam would be machsher, the basar, the kabel tumah. Dam kachim, we know, is not machsher, the kabel tumah. And finally, the Mishnah's mavur that it's only when there's dam that the basar would be huchsher, the kabel tumah. The halach is, when it comes to kachim, chibas ha-kodesh machshartoi, even if there is no dam, the halach is, it's going to be huchsher, the kabel tumah. So that's pashit zokta. Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about Chulin. I have one raya, two raya, three raya, and it's in Ferdinand. I know for sure that we're dealing with Chulin over here. If that's the case, says the Gemara, I don't even understand what's going on over here. Because the Mishnah is having a discussion if somebody whose hands are Tameh can now go ahead and engage in this meat. Yodayim are a Sheni Latoma, and a Sheni can't be Oise Chulin into a Shlishi. So what's the background to this? And this is really a background to almost every single Tumah v'Tahira sugya in Shas. So we know that there are many different sources of Tumah. A mace is a source of Tumah. A Tameh mace is a source of Tumah. A Zav, a Zava, a Nida, a Mitzayra, a Yoyledes, a Nevela, very prominently featured in our Masechta. These are all sources of Tumah. A source of Tumah is what's known in the vernacular as an Avatumah. Anything that comes in contact, or almost anything that comes in contact with an avatuma, becomes tame. Adam, Kalim, Oichlin, Mashkin, the tuma that the thing now is going to attain is a more diluted form of tuma. It's what's known as a vlada tuma. It's not the source of tuma. So it's only a avos michlal de ikatolda. It's above a kamadaf beis. It's a vlada tuma. It's also a more diluted form of tuma. It's what's known as a rishon latuma. Rishon latuma meaning it's the thing that made direct contact with the source of Tumah. A Rishon LaTumah that touches Oichlin Umashkin, not Adam Mekalim, transmits Tumah. That thing now is a little less Tumah, meaning its Tumah is a little bit diluted. It's what's known as a Sheni LaTumah. A Sheni could be Metama, but only something that's very vulnerable, only something that's very sensitive, only something that has a lot of Kedusha, such as Truma and Kachim. So a Sheni can make Truma or Kachim into a Shlishi LaTumah. And then finally, a Shlishi LaTumah could be Metama Kachim, not Truma, because Chaymin B'Kodesh Mi B'Truma. But the point is, you could even have a Revi LaTumah, albeit only if it's Kachim. Here's the point. In the world of Chulin, the highest or lowest, depending on if you're a glass half empty or glass half full, but the highest or lowest level of Tumah that you can have is a sheni latoma, because a sheni can't be oisir chulin into a shlishi latoma. So, freit the Gemara, abam bekasha. Our Mishnah, we have four rayas, is talking about chulin. If that's the case, what's this discussion of nechalim biyadayim mesuavos lefishal ayhuchshur bedam? Yadayim mesuavos is a sheni latoma, and a sheni is anyways not oisir shlishi bechulin. So, vishlam, if the Mishnah was talking about shlitas kachim, boom, kachim could be a shlishi. Oh, by the way, it can even be a revi. But being that it's muchach that we're dealing with chulin, so freit the Gemara, the grace of Kasha, I don't understand Pasha Pshan of the Mishnah. And after a very noisy Daf Gemara, what emerged was two Pshatim that the Amiram said to say Pasha Pshan of the Mishnah. The first was Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua. He said the Mishnah is talking about Chulin, granted, but it's not the most typical Chulin. Rather, we're dealing with Maisa Sheini. What's unique about Maisa Sheini? Maisa Sheini has all the characteristics Be'etzim of Chulin. You could have a chaya of Maisa Sheni, the dam of Maisa Sheni for sure is going to be machshir. There's no chibas hakodesh when it comes to Maisa Sheni. If you shach Maisa Sheni, you have to be mekabel all the dam. But at the same time, Maisa Sheni, according to some shitas, it's the shitas hachachamim, it's the loiker ameir, has a halacha that it's subject to the laws of shlishi lotam. So the Mishnah is talking about chulin. Hence, you could check off the four boxes that the Gemara feels is proof that we're dealing with chulin. What was the kasha? If it's chulin, there's no shlishi latuma. We're talking about a very unique type of chulin. We're talking about chulin maisa sheni. According to the shittas that hold, the maisa sheni is subject to a shlishi latuma. The second tarot of the Gemara was Rapapa. Rapapa said that inasmuch as ordinarily yodayim are considered to be a sheni latuma, but there is a concept, it's Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Akiva said it, there is a makar in the Tanaim that sometimes yodayim could be trilois. Yodayim could be a rishon latuma. So hachab b'mayaskin in our Mishnah. When it says necholim biyodayim esuavois, we don't mean where it's a sheni latuma, because that's pshita. What we mean is where it's even a rishon latoma. Kamash malam, being that it was never hukshal kapatum because there was no dam, the halach is even with a rishon latoma. Today's daf is going to present a third teretz. Now it's interesting because the third teretz is going to take about 1 second to say. We can literally finish the daf and call it a day or exhale and go to the raid in less than a minute. Stating that, today's daf has a reputation. And it's because, despite the fact that the teretz itself that the Gemara is going to say is a very short and straightforward teretz, but there's a whole sugya that surrounds this teretz, specifically a machlokes Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua, a machlokes Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua, which is always a big deal, but this one is a Masechtas Tirus Beis Mishnah Beis, which means it's not only a big deal, but it's also a little bit obscure. The bottom line is, what is the third teretz of the Gemara? Let's say it Baal Peh first. The Gemara is going to say, it's Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshea. The Mishnah was talking about Chulin. Granted, four rayas is talking about Chulin. Chulin, however, that could become a Shlishi Latoma. I thought there's no such thing. We're dealing with Chulin Shenasu Al Tairis HaKodesh. Now, the idea of Chulin Shenasu Al Tairis HaKodesh appeared prominently in the very, very beginning of the Masechta, on Dav Beis, Hakol Shoichtin, Ushchitasun Ksheira, Hakol Asu Yemai. The Gemara had six pshatim, and the first pshat related to this idea of Chulin Shenasu Al Tairis HaKodesh. So what does that mean? So once upon a time, when the Yidden lived in a world of Kachin, there were people that took upon themselves a very, very severe stringency, something that they really didn't have to do. But they took upon themselves a chumrah, and they said that we're going to be careful, that we're going to eat our chulin as if it was kachim. Meaning, we're going to watch it and protect it literally as if it's kachim. Kachim has to be protected. Kachim could become even a revila toma, right? So you have to be so careful that it doesn't come in contact with toma. Don't even let it come in contact with a shlishi toma. Kal v'chomer, a sheni, a rishon, or an avatoma. Additionally, if kachim becomes tummy and somebody eats it, that's tumas mikdash v'kadashav. If somebody is tummy and he eats kachim, karban oil of a yoyri, right? So there's some serious halachas that are negeya the world of kachim of toma. Chulin? That's a whole different Indian. Dami Aretz, we know, were a nizer to eat chulim b'tahira. The chaverim were, but even the chaverim that ate chulim b'tahira, they ate it b'tahira. They didn't watch it as if it was kachim. Kachim requires a shmira ma'ula. It requires a shmir el yoyna. That goes without say. Stating that, there were people that used to eat their chulin al tayr sakaydish. They said that, being that I know sometimes I eat kachim and sometimes I eat chulin, what if I confuse my container of kachim with my container of chulin? It could be a terrible, terrible thing. As a result, I'm going to take all the food that comes in contact with me and I'm going to treat it literally as if it's kachim. And that's what's known as chulin shenasu al tayr sakaydish. Okay, very nice. Kadosh Yeyomer Lahem, to those people that used to eat their chulin al tayr sakaydish. But here's the chiddush. It became a reality, this chumrah, in that Chazal said that if you're someone that keeps your chulin al tayr sakaydish, well, guess what? Your chulin is going to take on kachim qualities and kachim properties. Not midiraisa, can move in. But midirabbanon, it's going to take on kachim qualities. What does that mean? If you're a person that eats chulin al tayr sakaydish, you can't eat chulin that's tameh. Can't eat chulin that's tamei. Yeah, because it's mamish almost like midrabanan kachin that's tamei. Here's another one. If you're someone that eats your chulin al tayr sakaydish, it could become a shlishi l'toma, even though it's chulin. It could become a revi l'toma, even though it's chulin. So the Gemara is going to say, our Mishnah where it's mavur, that you could have chulin that's a shlishi l'toma, I thought there's no such thing. I thought the whole concept, the whole institution is that on arrival. The teretz is, hocha b'mayaskinon, the Mishnah is talking about chulin shenasu al tayr sakaydish. Chulin shenasu al tayr sakaydish takes on a life of its own. Midirabonon, it could be a shlishi l'toma. That's what's going on in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, if somebody shechts chulin shenasu al tayr sakaydish, and no dam came out, nechalim yadayim mesuah vayis. It's posh yadechol yadayim mesuah vayis, because yadayim are a sheni, and a sheni is not oisa shlishi b'chulin. True, but chulin shenasu al tayr sakaydish, that already is going to be different either way. That is the high level, the shortest version of really the sikkum of today's daf, but now we have to learn the daf. Says the Heilige Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lozner, Amar Rabbi Hoshia. So Rabbi Lozner said the name of Rabbi Hoshia. You want to know Pshat in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is Chulin Shenas Al Tayr Sakaydish, and it's these next words that usher in Chulin Daf Lamed Dalet Amar Aleph. Udeloike Rabbi Yeshua. And then Rabbi Lozner said over, I was mekabel from Rabbi Hoshia that if the Mishnah is talking about Chulin Shenas Al Tayr Sakaydish, it must be the Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah. This is not a Tanya. This is very much a Mishnah. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Masechtes Tyrus. Let's give a tiny bit of an introduction to this Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about if somebody eats food that is Tameh. So if you ask the man on the street, if somebody eats food that's Tameh, what do you think the halacha is? He should tell you that based on the basic rules and regulation of how Tumah V'Tayr works, is this person shouldn't be Tameh. He shouldn't be Tameh for touching it. He shouldn't be Tameh for eating it. What's the reason? The reason is because Oichlin can be at best a Rishon L'toma, and a Rishon is not Oisa Sheni Adam V'Kelem, only Oichlin Amashkin, which means a person can't become Tameh if he touches food. Now, the only exception to that is Nevela, but you're not allowed to eat Nevela. But here's the point. If somebody would eat food that's Tameh, the halach is he himself, really, Mi'ikra Din, shouldn't be Tameh. Stating that, the Mishnah now is going to tell us that the Rabbanan came along, and the Rabbanan said that if somebody eats food that's Tameh, he's going to become Tameh. The Shaila in the Mishnah is going to be, what level of Tumah is he going to have? By the way, this Takana, that if somebody eats food that's Tameh, he himself becomes Tameh, is one of the Yud Ches Dvarim that's discussed very prominently in the latter part of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. But either way, it's up to Heilige Gemara, it's a Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said, Ha'oichel, Oichel, Rishon, Rishon. If somebody eats food that's a Rishon L'Tomah, he becomes a Rishon L'Tomah. Sheni, if somebody eats food that's a Sheni L'Tomah, Sheni becomes a Sheni L'Tomah. Shlishi, if you eat food that's a Shlishi L'Tomah, Shlishi, you become a Shlishi. In other words, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you are what you eat. You eat a Rishon, you just became a Rishon. You eat a Sheni, you became a Sheni. You eat a Shlishi, you become a Shlishi. Rabbi Shua said way more complicated. Ha'oichel, Oichel, Rishon. If somebody eats food that's a Rishon, Visheni, or food that's a Sheni, Sheni becomes a Sheni. So if you eat a Rishon, you become a Sheni. If you eat a Sheni, you become a Sheni. So if you eat a Sheni, you are what you eat. But if you eat a Rishon, You're a sheni. Shlishi, what if you're a shlishi? This gets really tricky. Sheni, then you go to riktaveg. Then you're also a sheni. Additionally, Rabbi Yeshua said there ain't sheni l'chuma. There's no such thing as a sheni l'chuma. This is something we're going to talk about in tomorrow's daf. And finally, Rabbi Yeshua concluded his statement by saying bechulin shenasu al tayres chuma, that this whole halacha is negeya chulin shenasu al tayres chuma. Now, why is Rabbi Yeshua adding this line that we're talking about chulin shenasu al tayres chuma? So the Meiri says, the Meiri is a masachta soita, but the Meiri explains in the Tumah v'Tayres sugya there that if the Mishnah is talking about somebody that ate a shlishi l'toma, then by definition, the Mishnah must be talking about someone that did something very, very bad. The reason is because only truma or kachim could be a shlishi l'toma. Hey, now let eat truma or kachim, that's tummy. We don't want the Mishnah to be talking about someone that ate something bad. So Rabbi Yeshua put it out there, and he said, I know these halachas are true, that if somebody would go ahead and eat the real shlishi, but it's also in a gay if the person didn't do an aveira. It's also in a gay if a person ate something that really is a ladi, because nothing wrong be'etzem with eating food that's tame. Something that the Prushim didn't do, but it's not something really that you're not allowed to do. So it's Negeya, said Rabbi Yeshua, even in a case where you didn't do something wrong per se, where the Rishon Sheni v'Shlishi, even the Shlishi, was chulin. How is it possible to have a Shlishi that's chulin? Bechulin shenasu al tayres truma. Now, Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres Truma sounds very similar to Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaKodesh, but it's not the same thing. What's the difference? So obviously the people that ate Chulin Al Tayres Truma, they used to treat their Chulin not as if it was Kodesh. That requires a Shmira Me'ula Ben Benoishal Shmira Me'ula. They used to eat it as if it was Truma, which only requires a Shmira Me'ula. But here's the bottom line. Said Rabbi Lazar in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. I'm looking at Rabbi Yeshua in this Mishnah, and I see that Rabbi Yeshua is discussing halacha with somebody eats a Shlishi L'tumah. And he didn't want to say that it's talking about where the guy did an Avera, where he ate Truma or Kachim that was Tameh. So he wanted it to be where it was Chulin. And what was his Hechet Timtza? Where is it Gemot? Right? How do you have an example where you could have Chulin that's a Shlishi L'tumah? He says, I'll tell you how it's possible. Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres Truma. You know what it sounds like? Al Tayres Truma in. It sounds like it's only possible if the Chulin was being eaten Al Tayres HaTruma of Al Tayres HaKodesh Loi, but not Al Tayres HaKodesh. Must be, because suffer he holds Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaKodesh Lasbo. He obviously doesn't hold to something called Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaKodesh, and if that's the case, that the Mishnah is talking about Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaKodesh, it has to be the Loi Krebi Shul. So let's explain this a little bit better. Where Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, is saying is, our Mishnah is talking about Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaKodesh. You should know it's Loi Krebi Shul, because I have a raya from Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah Masechtas Tayres. He doesn't hold of Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaKodesh. You know I know that? Because Rabbi Yeshua made an akimta in the Mishnah. What's the hechet timsa with a person ate a shlishi l'tumah? We're in Rabbi Yeshua's world. What happens to you? You become a sheni l'tumah. You go backwards. But what was the hechet timsa? Hechet timsa was where's chulin shenasu al tayres truma. Why did he say chulin shenasu al tayres truma? He could have said chulin shenasu al tayres kodesh. Oh, must be, because no such thing as chulin shenasu al tayres kodesh. Oh, there's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tayres kodesh. Must be. Our Mishnah is going the like Rabbi Yeshua. Now, let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. It's mavur, the Gemara understands right now, that Chitas Rabbi Yeshua is, there's something called Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres Truma, there's no such thing as Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaKodesh. Does that make any sense? What's the difference? If Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres Truma takes on a life of its own, and now it could become a Shlishi L'Toma, so why should Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaKodesh not be that way? Oh, and by the way, isn't it in Svara just the opposite? Madach Truma, which is more Kal than Kodesh, there's something called Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaTruma. Then certainly Kodesh, which is more chomer than Truma, there should be something called Chulin Shenasu Al Tayres HaKodesh. Rashi asks the Kasha, and Rashi says you have to say the reason is because for someone to eat Truma was a lot more shchiach than for somebody to eat Kodesh. Why? So first of all, Kachi Kedasha, for example, is only Nechel Zichrei Kohuna, as opposed to Truma. So Kinyan Kaspai is allowed to eat truma. Even Davadim, the behemoths, are even allowed to eat truma. So it was much more shchiach to be an oichel truma than it was to be an oichel kodesh. Being that it was more shchiach, so the people that took on the chumrah to eat chulin al tayres hatruma, that was like a prevalent thing. Oh, it's a prevalent thing? So then we're going to say it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You take on this chumrah, well, your chumrah becomes your metzias. As opposed to chulin shenasu al tayres hakodesh, that the whole Indian of eating kachem was not so rare. And befrat to be an oichel chulin al tayres hakodesh, that was extremely rare. In the words of Rashi, if you take on this chumrah, you're a batla daita. you're a yochid, you're just a huge, huge machmer. Oh, and if that's the case, it doesn't necessarily take on a reality. But either way, sochti gemara, amar rab lazer, rab yishia, pshat in the mishnah, we have chulin that's a shilish of the tumas, not talking about regular chulin, talking about chulin shenasa al tairis hakodesh, with the like Rabbi Shua, because I see Rabbi Shua made an akimt in the mishnah in tairis, tafka chulin shenasa al tairis truma, must be because to eat chulin al tairis hatruma is a dover shchiach, as opposed to tairis hakodesh, that already not. But the gemara asks a very obvious question. I mean, it's so obvious. And that is, v'lukma v'chulin shenasa al tairis truma, for Rabbi Yishua. Why did Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishia make an akimta in the Mishnah that we're talking about chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh, and therefore it has to be the like Rabbi Yishua, make an akimta that the Mishnah is talking about chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh or chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma, and therefore it could be even according to Rabbi Yishua. But the teretz is almost as obvious. The Gemara says loy sol kadaitach. You can't say that. Loy sol kadaitach means don't even have such a havamina, right? Diktani, because the Mishnah said basar. The Mishnah is talking about basar. Now, the Ibe Truma, basar miyika. Wait, the person used to eat his basar, al tayus ha-truma, doesn't make any sense. You can't have basar, that's truma. But the Gemara says, Elam Iber Kachim. What, if it's Kachim, it does make sense? Chaya Bekachim miyika. There's no such thing as a Chaya Bekachim. So, if you're telling me you can't have chulin shenas al tayus ha-truma, I mean, you could do whatever you want. You could eat your anything, your Cheerios al tayus ha-truma. That's not the point. The point is that you want to take on a life of its own. It has to be a real, legitimate thing. It can't be a bottle of daita. But the Gemara says, oh, if it has to be real, then why if somebody eats a chay al tairis hakodesh, which our Mishnah is clearly talking about, would it be real? The Gemara says, no, it's very, very different. And the reason is because basa bebasa michlev, basa beperi loy michlev. People that used to eat chulin al tairis hakodesh, if you hold to something called chulin shenas al tairis hakodesh, it would include all basar. Even basar that can't be kodesh. Why? Because basa bebasa michlev. So at the end of the day, if this is some stringency that we're putting in place, then it makes sense it should be true by basar, even basar that can't really be kodesh. But basar beperi loy mechlef. And therefore, if you're someone that's oichel chulin al tairis hatruma, there's no way in the world, in your chumrah, in the reality of your chumrah, that it would extend itself to basar. Therefore, our Mishnah can't be talking about chulin shenas al tairis hatruma, because it's talking about basar. It has to be talking about chulin shenas al tairis hakodesh. And in the world of Rabbi Elazar and Amar Rabbi Hoshea, it's only Rabbi Eliezer that holds that there's something called chulin shenas al tairis hakodesh, or at the very least, it's the loike Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua said clearly bechulin shenasu al tairis hatruma, and it's mashma al tairis hatruma in al tairis hakodesh. So let's just hit the pause button for 1 second, make a very easy sikkum, and that is the third teretz of the Gemara. Was Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshea, the Mishnah is talking not about regular chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh. Chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh takes on a life of its own, and one of the tzifei katan of the fact that it takes on a life of its own is that it can become even a shlish l'tumah. The Gemara just added, it's the like Rabbi Yehoshua, because Rabbi Yehoshua said mefurish in this Mishnah Masechtas Tairis that there's something called chulin shenasu al tairis truma, but there's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh. By the way, who would be the Mishnah like? So we mentioned the second ago, Rabbi Eliezer, because that's the pashtus. Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that we're talking about chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma. Rabbi Shu was the one that said we're talking about chulin shenas al tairis hatruma. So from the stima of Rabbi Eliezer, probably he holds that I agree, it's not geschmack for this to be a discussion about the real truma and the real kodesh. We're probably talking about someone who didn't do like a terrible avera right now. He ate chulin. What type of chulin? I don't know. Chulin shenas al tairis hakodesh, chulin shenas al tairis hatruma. Probably anyone. He didn't get involved. So Rabbi Eliezer probably would be putting a name to the face in terms of who holds chulin shenas al tairis hakodesh. But the ikur of the Gemara is the like Rabbi Shua. Because Rabbi Shua Mefurish said that the only thing you have is chulin shenas al tairis hatruma. You don't have chulin shenas al tairis hakodesh. Zok the Gemara. Amar Ula said, Chavraya amrim bechulin shenas al tairis hakodesh, the like Rabbi Shua. My Chavirim said that the Mishnah is talking about chulin shenas al tairis hakodesh, like Rabbi Lozam Rabbi Hoshea said, and it's the like Rabbi Yeshua. But v'na amina, I hold Rabbi Shui. I love the teretz. I'm all in on the third teretz. I just don't agree with that knape of the like Rabbi Yeshua. I hold a kudshim with Rabbi Yeshua. Now, what's the basis to say the like Rabbi Yeshua? Because Rabbi Yeshua made an akimta in the Mishnah and Tairis, we're talking about chulin shenas al tairis hatruma. And what was the diyuk? Chulin shenas al tairis hatruma in al tairis hakodesh loy zokt. Ula, I hold just the opposite. V'loy mi bayuka amar. I think the way you're supposed to read this is just the opposite. V'loy mi bayuka chulin shenas al tairis kodesh, the chamiri, the ispush lishi, like we said in Svara. It's pashit chulin shenasa al tairis hakodesh works because that's way more chomer. El afilu chulin shenasa al tairis truma nami is bushlishi. But I think this is true even for chulin shenasa al tairis truma. In other words, Ula is going with the teretz of Rabbi Loza Amar Rabbi Yeshua, but he was medayik in Rabbi Yeshua, just the opposite. Rabbi Loza Rabbi Yeshua said the like Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Yeshua made the kimt in the Mishnah and tairis perik based Mishnah based. We talk about chulin shenasa al tairis truma. It's dafke chulin shenasa al tairis truma because no such thing as chulin shenasa al tairis hakodesh. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, this is Moshchiach, that's Batla Daita. Abezocht, oh, I hold not that way. I hold. When he said Chun Shana Saltaris Hachuma, he meant, like me Boya, even Chun Shana Saltaris Hachuma. But certainly Chun Shana Saltaris Hakodesh. If that's the case, he holds Chun Shana Saltaris Hakodesh. Not only Rabbi Eliezer that holds that way. Rabbi Shu also has no reason to say that our mission is like Rabbi Shu. So it's the same Terrence. What's the Sugya? Is it the like Rabbi Yeshua? Or is it Lav Dafka, the like Rabbi Yeshua? Now, Ula said, that who was it that said that the Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yeshua? He said, Chavraya Amrin, right? It was my Chaverim that said it. Zok Gemara, Man Chavraya. Who are the Chaverim, or who is the Chaver of Ula that he's referring to? And the Gemara says, Rabba Barbarchani. It's the Amoira Rabba Barbarchani. Top Toisfus. Toisfus says, why do you have to come up with a new Amoira? Why can't you say it was Rabbi Loza Amr Rabbi Yeshua, right? We already had this pshat, the like Rabbi Yeshua. So Tosfos says, it's because I have a raya from two Gemaras, Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph, and Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chav Ches, that Rabbi Lazar was Ula's Rebbe. He went to call him a chaver. So if he was referring to Rabbi Lazar, he went to say that. Fake Tosfos, follow-up kasha. If that's the case, so why are you even talking about your chaver? Why don't you say, my Rebbe said, the like Rabbi Yeshua, Nechal Nishtazai? So I ain't Tosfos for a teretz today. But the bottom line is, that's the top Tosfos on the Yom. Regardless, as the Gemara, man chavrayo, who's this chavrayo? It's Rabbi Barbarchanehi. It's Rabbi Barbarchano. The Omar Rabbi Barbarchanum Rabbi Yechanon. Because Rabbi Barbarchan is the name Rabbi Yechanon. And we're going to have to hold that thought, that Rabbi Barbarchan, what he's about to say now, is not his own shtick. He's saying the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "Maya hadri Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua lahadadi." What was the shakla v'tarya between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? So, Rabbi Achana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, is going to present us that shakla v'tarya. But I think it's kedai before we see the shakla v'tarya to just chazer over the machlekes again, because until now we really didn't need the machlekes. Until now we just needed Rabbi Yeshua's one line, and we had to know: did he mean truma lafuke kaidish, or is it let me buy your kamar? So what is the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua? It's actually a fascinating machloikis, as we're going to see. Rabbi Eliezer holds that when Chazal, in the Yud Ches Dvarim, were mechadish, that if somebody eats food that's tameh, he himself becomes tameh. What they said was, you become what you eat. So if you eat a rishon, you're a rishon. You eat a sheni, you're a sheni. You eat a shlishi, you're a shlishi. That's a very big chiddush. Let's meditate on this for a second. Because ordinarily, tuma dilutes. So if I touch tuma, I don't become what I touched. I become a nechayz darga. If I touch the nav, I'm a rishon. A rishon, I become a sheni. A sheni, I become a shlishi. A shlishi, I become a revi. But when it comes to eating it there, it's different. When it comes to eating it, I am what I ate. We'll see, the lumdus is that if somebody eats tuma, he becomes the heftz of the tuma. That's the vart. The oichel is like the meichel. That's the nukuda. So just like the meichel is a rishon, if I ate the meichel, I become the rishon. When I touch tuma, I don't become what I touch. The tuma gets diluted. But when I eat tuma, I become the heftz of the tuma. I become that. The oichel is literally like the meichel. Rabbi Yeshua says, no way. If anything, we're going to see, Rabbi Yeshua holds that really when you're oichel, It could be less, because the whole concept of eating tumah is really a chiddush from the Yud Ches Dvar. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Shua says no such thing, that if somebody eats tumah, he becomes the heftz of the tumah. Thus, if I eat a rishon, I'm a rishon, sheni, a sheni, a shlishi, a shlishi. Okay, so what is the halacha? So you would think that, I don't know, maybe if I eat a rishon, it should be like I touched it, I should become a sheni, a shlishi, a shlishi, a revi, unless you could come up with something else. So if Rabbi Shua gave us something straightforward, there would be an easy answer to this question. Rabbi Shua gave us anything but that. Rabbi Shua said, let me tell you how it works. If you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. So you don't become the rishon, you don't become what you ate. What is it? It's like mamash, like you touched it. If you touched it, there's a dilution. Okay, if I ate it, there's also dilution. That makes a lot of sense. But one second, before you get excited, if you eat a sheni, then you become what you ate. Okay, now I'm confused. you ain't seen nothing yet. Because if you eat a shlishi, now you actually become more tameh, you become a sheni. So Rabbi Eliezer is giving us a very clear hagdar of how this works. You are what you eat. The oichel becomes the meichel. That's the gedder, that's the lumbus of how this works. Rabbi Yeshua's shita seems to be all over the place. If I eat a rishon, that's like I touched it. If I eat a sheni, oh, I'm a sheni, I'm a sheni. Eat a shlishi, ooh, I just steiged in tumah. And now I went from being a shlishi all the way back into a sheni. Shnitas Rabbi Yeshua is very much Tzarech Talmud. Either way, Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yochanan is going to give us the behind the scenes of what went on over here. And the Be'ez Hashem will, at the very least, have a better understanding of Shnitas Rabbi Yeshua, and also will see clearly where Rabbi Eliezer was coming from when he told us that in the world of tumah v'tahira, you are what you eat. So says the Gemara. So again, this is Rabbi Barbachana talking in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He has a Messiah that this is the behind the scenes of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. One interesting point that Rashi makes a very big deal about, and that is that what we're about to present, this Shakla V'tayim between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, is not mentioned anywhere. It's not a Mishnah, it's not a Braisa, it's not a Toisefta. It's right here, right? We had the Mice of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That was in the Haggadah Shal Pesach at the very least. Remember, this, it's not mentioned anywhere either. This has a Makar in Gemara. It's a Gemara over here in Chulin, Daf, La Medal, and Medal. This is the only Makar, and it comes from Rabbi Yochanan. There's a reason this is significant in the Cheshbon HaSugi, as we're going to see, because being that it comes from Rabbi Yochanan, you could argue with it. If it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah, and a Braisa, that means this Shakla V'tayra that we're about to present is etched in stone. But being that it was something that the Amiram had in Mesoira, it actually creates a little bit of a leak in terms of its authenticity. And if somebody wants to go ahead and he wants to be Mefakfek and he wants to be Chaylik, this is something theoretically he'd be able to do. But either way, says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Lezer turns to Rabbi Yeshua. He tells him, Matzinu oichel chomer min ha oichel. Okay. So what is that? We need nekudas over here. Right. Matzinu oichel. You see that if somebody eats tuma, chomer min ha oichel, or it'd be better if it said meichel, that if somebody eats tuma, he himself is more tameh than the oichel, the tuma itself. Where do you see that? The ilum nivlas oif tahar. Here's the example. The nevel of an oif tahar. So the halach is, b'chutz le'metam. If somebody touches the nevel of an oif tahar, he doesn't become tameh. The ilu oichla, but if somebody eats it, the oichel, the person, right? You have to look at the person. The person is metam abegadam, abeis abliya. So you see that someone that eats tumah is more tameh than the tumah itself. The tumah itself, the nivlas oif tahar, if you touch it, nothing happens. But at the same time, if you eat it, you become tameh. Ad kedekach, you could be metame begodim. So ba'anu, I bazoi said Rabbi Lezer, if that's the case, heichloi nasa oichel kemeichel. So how could you tell me that at the very least, dayo lovim in adin, at the very least, if somebody ate tumah, he should be as tummy as the tumah that he ate? You see that someone that eats tumah, he actually is more tummy than the tumah. So if I eat a rishon, you're going to tell me that I now became a sheni, I at the very least have to be a rishon. I would argue maybe more, but for that, die, I love him, and I can't make him more. But the point is, says Rabbi Eliezer, you see clearly that the oichel tumah is more tameh than the chefts of the tumah. The chefts of the tumah, the nivlas oiftar, can't be metamah, but the person that ate the nivlas oiftar, he could be metamah. Rabbi Shua, what's Rabbi Shua going to respond? He says, me nivlas oiftar legomrinam. All right, Rabbi Shua doesn't say you are what you ate. He clearly doesn't know that the oichel is more chomer than the maichel. Why not? Don't you see it by the nevel of an oiftar? You do, but it's different. And the reason is the chiddushu, because this whole parsha of nivlas oiftar is a chiddush. I mean, you can't come and tell me nivlas oiftar is a riot to this whole idea. It's way too of a mechudush like a parsha. As a result, you can't learn anything from there. Ella, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Shua turned to Rabbi Eliezer, and he told him, I'll prove to you just the opposite. I'll show you that the chefts of the tumah is more chomer than the oichel tumah. How do I know that? The ilu meichel, because when it comes to the meichel b'kabeah. So the halach is that when oichel becomes tumah, it could be metama, right? It's metama only if it's a kebeya. Most Rishonim hold that when we say kebeya regarding tumas leichon, it doesn't mean it has to be a beya in order to become tame. It means it has to be a beya in order to be metame, in order to convey tuma. But the bottom line is, you need a beya in the Heftza of the Eichel in order for it to be able to be Matama. But as it relates to the Eichel, someone that eats Tuma, who has an ability to be Matama, it's Ad Eichel Kechatzi Pras. This whole Mishnah in Tyrus, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yishu, has a shear. And the shear is a Chatzi Pras. Rashi says a Chatzi Pras is two Beitzin. So it's a much bigger shear. So if that's the case, you see, Faker, you see the Meichel is more chomer than the Eichel. Because the shear is a much more chomer than the shear. It's a Beya. That's two Beitzim. You need less, which means it's more chomer. So you see clearly that the Eichel is more chomer than the Meichel. So if the Eichel is more chomer than the Meichel, so you can't tell me then that when I go ahead and I eat the tuma, then I'm gonna be be'etzem or chomer, at the very least as chomer, just the opposite. You see, it's less. And if it's less, then you probably should follow the Shulchan Aruch that you always follow in the world of conveying tuma. And that is, if there's maga of tuma, so what happens is always in a chayz darga. So if you eat the rishon, you should become a sheni. Right, that would be more mistabit. Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer gonna respond to? Rabbi Eliezer holds the oichel is more chomer than the meichel, so then why is it when it comes to the shir, it's in the reverse? He said, tum mishurim legam rinan. You can't prove anything from shiurim. Rashi says that the reason is because the shiurim are all based on svaras olimudim. Rashi says the shir kebeya quotes the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk, Mikol ha'oichel ha'sheyei ochel, oichel ha'nechel b'vasachas, which is a shir beya. As it relates to why the shir is chatzi pras when it comes to someone that eats tumma, that the Gemara talks about in Masechta Shabbos. Tosis brings it on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It's again from the Yud Ches Dvarim. The Gemara gives a reason for it. But being that there's reasons for those shiurim, so that has special cheshbonis. And being that there's special cheshbonis, you can't get involved. Oid, Rabbi Eliezer talking. He said lidvarech according to you. I understand why a rishon l'tumah becomes a sheni l'tumah. Meaning, you're telling me the oichel is not more chomer than the meichel. Okay, so what then should the halacha of an oichel tumah be? Probably, I don't know, follow the regular gedarim of how tumah is transmitted. So an av makes a rishon makes a sheni, sheni makes a shlishi. So if I eat a rishon, I should become a sheni. So zokt rab Rebbe Eliezer, it was zok good. Yofa, you're saying very nice as it relates to why if you eat the rishon you become a sheni. Aber sheni, sheni lama, right? But why is it that if you eat a sheni, you become a sheni? Based on your methodology, a sheni should become a shlishi. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua, you're telling me you're not what you eat? Got it. Then how come when you eat a sheni, you are what you eat? Why are you a sheni? Amalais, Rabbi Yeshua had a good teretz to this. He told him, Matzinu sha'asheni ois a'sheni al-yidei mashken. Because there is a time where a sheni touches a sheni, or a sheni touches oichel, and that oichel is going to be a sheni, as opposed to a shlishi. When is that? If it touches al-yidei mashken. Now the background to this halacha is that if a sheni l'tumah touches mashkin, the mashkin becomes a rishon l'tumah. This is also one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. Chazal were very machmir tumas mashkin. You know why? It's an interesting reason. It's because oichlin, in order for it to become tameh, has to become mukhshal l'kabel tumah. Mashkin wakes up in the morning mukhshal l'kabel tumah, right? It's liquid by definition. It doesn't need to be mukhshal l'kabel tumah. As a result, it's way more vulnerable. If a sheretz falls on your potato, lav dafke, it's tameh. But if a sheretz falls in your glass of wine, one of the Shemayin Shratzim, you have yourself an issue, right? So, Oichlin is less vulnerable than Mashkin, and therefore Chazal were more Mashmir when it comes to Mashkin. And one of the Yud Ches Dvarim is that Mashkin always becomes a Rishon L'tumah. But here's the point. What would be if a Sheni L'tumah would touch food that was wet, that had Mashkin on it, right? There was real Mashkin on it right now. It would make the Mashkin into a Rishon, and then the rishon of the mashkin would make the food into a sheni. So you have a chetimtz of a sheni being a sheni. So says Rabbi Yeshua, you want to know why I hold if you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. Not because I hold you are what you eat. It's because I hold when you eat, it's as if you touched. But once you find the musig of a sheni touching food, that becoming a sheni, albeit derech mashkin. So I hold this is the way it should be in this case as well. Amaloi. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua back, well, if that's the case, for mashkin nami tchila hava. So why don't you say that if somebody eats a sheni, he should become a rishon? Why should he become a rishon? Because if you touch food, sometimes it could become a rishon. When is that? If you touched mashkin. So if, again, sheni touches mashkin, the mashkin becomes a rishon. And we're saying that when you eat, it's the equivalent of touching. Well, if that's the case, then if you go ahead and you eat a sheni, maybe you should go ahead and you should become a rishon. Now, what's the makar that mashka becomes a rishon? Now, we just spoke of that. It was implied from the fact that matzinu shasheni oisa sheni al day mashka. But here we have the Mishnah. The tanan kol apoisel betruma mitama mashkin li oischila. Apoisel betruma means a sheni latuma. So anything that's a sheni latuma makes the mashkin into a rishon latuma. Chutz mitfulyayim. Tfulyayim is a sheni latuma, but it's a more kolish tiga sheni latuma. Over there, it's going to be different. So said Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, I still don't understand what you're saying. Because, again, I understand that you hold that a person that eats a rishon becomes a sheni. Because you hold eating is like touching. I hold, when you eat, you become the shtik tuma, right? What's my raya? My raya is from the nivla seif tar. But you disagree with me. Okay, so when you eat it, it dilutes, like it always dilutes. That's why when you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. But then why when you eat a sheni, do you become a sheni? You should become a shlishi. So what are you going to tell me? No, because sometimes when food touches a sheni, it does become a sheni. So therefore, I'm like the food. So if I touch the sheni, I'm also going to become a sheni. I hear, not bad. But if that's the case, you're working with sometimes when food touches a sheni, it actually becomes a rishon. When is that? When it's mashkin. So maybe if you go ahead and you eat a sheni, you should also become a rishon. Besides, va'oi, there's another kash I have. Shlishi, sheni lama. Could you please explain to me, Rabbi Yeshua, why if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni? That I really don't understand. So again, I understand why a rishon becomes a sheni. I disagree with you, but I got it. You old, eating it is not better than touching it. Why a sheni becomes a sheni? I hear. Because there is a time that if food touches a sheni, it becomes a sheni. I rather don't understand it, because there's also times where it becomes a rishon. So if you eat a sheni, you become a rishon. And explain to me, please, why when I eat a shlishi, I become a sheni? You have a hechatimtsa where food touches a shlishi, it becomes a sheni? I don't. So if that's the case, why in the world would that ever be the case? So I just don't understand. Pashup shat. I don't understand, Pashup Shat, how this could play itself out. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Yeshua now is going to respond. And really, it's in Rabbi Yeshua's response that we're going to have the punchline of this whole debate, this whole Shaka B'Tayyah. But Rabbi Yeshua is only going to answer the second kasha. He's going to answer the Va'oid Shlishi Sheni Lama. He's not going to answer the first kasha of why it is that the Sheni is only Oyster Sheni, meaning if you eat a Sheni, you become a Sheni, why you don't become a Rishon? Sounds like Rabbi Yeshua just ignored that question. He wasn't even gairus the question. Rashi says, I'm going to tell you why he ignored it, because Rabbi Yeshua turned to Rabbi Eliezer and he said, wink, wink, come on, that's not even fear. In the world of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, you know the answer. The answer is, don't shteltsu mashkin. Mashkin's very different. Mashkin's very vulnerable. Chazal were very machmen when it comes to mashkin. So enechanami, I know mashkin that touches a sheni becomes a rishon. But it doesn't mean that if a person eats a sheni, he should become a rishon. I think the most you could have is that if a person eats a sheni, he could become a sheni, because you find oichlin that touches a sheni could become a sheni, albeit derech mashkin. So as it relates to that kasha, Rashi's not even going to that kasha. Taisa, by the way, doesn't agree so much with Rashi's Avon and the Sugya, and this is a primary reason why he doesn't. But the other kasha is a bomb kasha, and that is v'oishlishi sheni lama. What's Pashup Shat? That if a person would go ahead and he would eat a shlishi, that the halacha is that now he would become a sheni. L'chayr, what should he become? I don't know, he should become a ravi, right? In the world of Rabbi Yeshua, why is it that he's going to become a sheni? So the Gemara says, he told him, when I said my halacha, didn't I tell you? I thought I was very clear in the Mishnah. I said that the Mishnah is talking about b'chulin shenasu al tayres truma. I told you that. I told you we're talking about b'chulin shenasu al tayres truma. And being that I said we're talking about b'chulin shenasu al tayres truma, that is the answer. You know why? Because even though we're dealing with someone that watched this chulin al tayres truma, but his watching the chulin al tayres truma is only good for truma, it's not good for kodesh, and therefore klapi kodesh, even have to treat the person as a sheni l'tuma. So what does this even mean? So the background to this, which is going to be discussed more mefurish in tomorrow's daf, is really a Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga. The Mishnah says, Bigdei Oichle Truma is Medris L'Kodesh, which means as follows. People that were Nizer, people that used to eat Truma. So in our house, we eat Truma, right? So these people, their begadim was considered Tameh. It was a Medris, that's a fancy way of saying Truma. It was considered Tameh for people that were Oichle Kodesh. What do you mean? If these people eat Truma, they're probably Nizer, their begadim should be Tar. It's true, but they watch their begadim on the Truma level. They don't watch it on the Kachim level. Now, it's the same thing, but it's not. Because there's a certain zechiras people have when they know that kachim is at stake, tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and less so when they know that only truma is at stake. So there's an idea that big day oichle truma is medrus loichik kreidesh. Right, just like there's an idea, big day amaaretz is a medrus for everybody. Even the begodim of someone that's oichel truma, and he does it mamish b'tahayra, but it's still a medrus loichik, because this is one of the chumras that you have in kachim, that you... the begodim klapi kodesh are going to be treated as tumah. Okay, says Rabbi Yeshua, I told you in the Mishnah that the Mishnah, as far as I'm concerned, is only negeya chulin shenasu al tairis truma, right? Isn't that the conversation we had? So we're talking about chulin shenasu al tairis truma. Being that I told you we're talking about chulin shenasu al tairis truma, that means that this person who was watching his food was only watching it for truma. He wasn't watching it for kodesh. Being that he wasn't watching it for kodesh, so it's for that reason, klapi kodesh, anything that this person is going to put in his mouth is going to have to be treated as if it might be tameh. It's going to have to be treated as if it might be tummy. Okay, so if this person who's eating shlishi of chulin shenasu al tairis truma, klapi truma, it's a shlishi. Klapi chulin shenasu al tairis truma, it's a shlishi. Of a klapi kodesh, what is this food? This food might be rishon l'tumah. Because any shmira that he did for this food was not considered a shmira in the world of kodesh. What's the halach according to Rabbi Yeshua? If you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. That's why you're going to become a sheni. The reason you're going to become a sheni right now is because, as far as I'm concerned, you didn't watch this food at all. Right? There's no shmira whatsoever over here. And if that's the case, you have to be chayish that maybe it's a rishon l'tumah. And to the extent that it might be a rishon l'tumah, what do you mean it's a rishon l'tumah? I ate a shlishi. Klapi truma, it's a shlishi. But klapi kodesh, there was no shmira at all. I mean, the klapi kodesh was no shmir at all. You have to think the worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario? It's a rishon. What shitas Rabbi Yeshua? If you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. It's for that reason the halach is that you are going to become a sheni. But either way, you ready? This concludes the exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So again, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua had this big debate. If somebody goes ahead and he eats tumah, which meikra din shouldn't be anything, but it was one of the yudches dvarim that we say that it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Eliezer's shita was extremely straightforward. You are what you eat, meaning the oichel becomes the meichel. Eat a rishon, you're a rishon. Sheni, you're a sheni. Eat a shlishi, you're a shlishi. Meaning, if I eat a rishon and I touch something, I make it a sheni. I literally become the oichel. What is Rabbi Yeshua holds? Rabbi Yeshua says, no, there's no such thing that the oichel becomes the maichel. Right, Rabbi Eliezer's makar was nivlas leiftar. Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm not maskim to that. Nivlas leiftar legamrina, and that whole parish is a chiddush. Okay, so what's the halacha? If you eat it, it's as if you touched it. Really, is that Rabbi Yeshua's halacha? Let's see. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua duked it out. Right, this is where they had the machlekes. Rishon becomes a sheni. That's gevaldik. Sheni becomes a sheni. So Rabbi Yeshua explained. He said the reason sheni becomes a sheni is because you find sometimes that if food touches a sheni, it becomes a sheni. You're saying good, say better. You find sometimes that if something touches sheni, it even becomes a rishon. Oh, that's mashkin. Rashi says Rabbi Yeshua didn't even feel he had to respond to that. Why, if I eat a shlishi, do I become a sheni? The reason is because if I ate a shlishi, so it needed this shmira, but it's not considered a shmira le'inyin kodesh, and therefore klapi kodesh, we have to treat me as if I'm a sheni. Because klapi kodesh, we have to think the worst, that it might even be a rishon l'toma. If it's a rishon l'toma, I'm going to be a sheni. But if you go back to Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, Rabbi Yeshua said that if somebody eats a shlishi, he's a sheni l'kodesh. He said him a furish. He didn't say you're a sheni for everything. Only l'kodesh you're a sheni. Because only klapi kodesh, we assume that you never even watched it. So I don't know, it might be the real tumma. And it's for that reason, Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasa, you hold someone who eats a rishon becomes a sheni, is going to hold that in this situation, the klapi kodesh al kaponim, it's going to end up being a sheni l'tum. So again, this is the shakta v'tarya between Rabbi Eliezer and between Rabbi Yeshua. But why did we bring the shakla v'tayr? We brought it for one reason. Because Ula said, Chavraya amrim b'chulin shenasu atayr sakodesh loik Rabbi Yeshua. That the Chavraya held that when Rabbi Yeshua said in the Mishnah that we're talking about chulin shenasu al tayr sachuma, he meant dafka chulin shenasu al tayr sachuma as opposed to chulin shenasu al tayr sakodesh, which was like Rabbi Loza said in the name Rabbi Yeshua. It's not Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yeshua, he's not the Chavraya because he's the Rebbe. But at the same time, that shita, that mahalach. But Ula said, I'm choylik. I hold not that way. I hold that when Rabbi Yeshua said chulin shenasu al tayr sachuma, he didn't mean lafuka chulin shenasu al tayr sakodesh. But it's certainly, like Mibaya, it goes without say, that's going to be true for chulin shenasu al tayr sakodesh. The question was, where did Chavraya say it? Where did you see it in Chavraya? The answer answer is, it's from this Shakla V'Tarya that Chavraya, who was Rabbi Bar Bachana, had, B'Mesoira, from the great Rabbi Yochanan, was the behind-the-scenes Shakla V'Tarya between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Now, the question is, where do you see it in the exchange? Where do you see it in the exchange? Where in the exchange do you see that Rabbi Yeshua held that Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis Tnachuma is Dafka? Oh, so you see it from the end, right? You see from the last line. Amalei Avani Le'amarti Ela B'Truma. We talk about Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis Tnachuma. And that's why if somebody eats a Shlishi, he becomes a Sheni. Because if somebody would eat the Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKodesh, Shlishi, you wouldn't become a Sheni, right? Why would you be a Sheni L'Kodesh? In what Yeshua's world, you'd probably be a Revi. But it's Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis of Truma, not Kodesh. And that's why Klapi Kodesh, it's not a Shmira at all. And that's why you end up assuming that it might even be a Rishon. And that's why you're going to end up being a Sheni. Right? That's the short answer. And I think that for Daf Yomi purposes, you could probably get away and make a beeline for the end of this Daf, if you chose to, just by saying this Teretz. But it's not intellectually honest if you walk away saying that. And that's why there's a very long Rashi on the bottom of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, Metateis V'Zoiches. And the reason is as follows. The reason is because really there's makom to say that in the Shakla V'Tarya, where Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Eliezer, Af Ani Lo Yomarti Ela B'Truma, is not that it's only possible to have Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTrumah, no such thing as having Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh, but it's an Akimta in what he said. Meaning, I'm telling you that if you eat a Shlishi, you become a Sheni. You're telling me it makes no sense, Rabbi Yeshua. I'm telling you, Hocha B'mayaskinah B'Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTrumah. Not that there's no such thing as Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh. There is such a thing as Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh. And when you eat Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh Shlishi, you become a Revi. You don't become a Sheni. But when I said Sheni L'Kadosh, I meant Azasor Chulin. But you want to know what I would have said if I was talking about Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh? I would have said something else. I would have said a Revi. But where do you see the Chavraya, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds? There's no such thing as Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh. Again, he said the words Af Ani Lo Yomarti Ela B'Truma. But does that mean he doesn't hold of Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh? No. It means Ani Lo Yomarti. This halach is only true by Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma. What would be if it's Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh? It would be an under halach. So what shaykh is? Makes no sense. Where does Ula see in Rabbi Bar Bachana that Rabbi Bar Bachana understands Rabbi Yeshua that there's no such thing as Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh, which means that our Mishnah when we're making a Kim Tastum about Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh must be the like Rabbi Yeshua. La'ilam he holds of something called Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaKadosh. It's just this Mishnah punkt is not talking about it. It's no shaykhis. What felt like such an easy pshat in the Gemara really has zero avon in the world. He never said, B'chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma, this is the only thing there is. He said, Hoch, Afani Lo Yomarti, my halacha that Shlishi is Oyster Sheini L'Kodesh is talking about where it's B'chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma. That's why there's a long Rashi. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that if that's what Rabbi Yeshua meant, if what Rabbi Yeshua meant when he said B'chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma was to explain why if someone's oichel a shlishi, he becomes a sheni l'kodesh. If that's what he meant, Rabbi Eliezer should have understood that's what he meant. And he shouldn't have asked them the question in the first place. You want to ask me why a sheni is oisa sheni? I understand. You even want to ask me why a sheni is not oisa rishon? Even Rabbi Shua didn't even think he needed to answer that question. That I also understand. Always gets exciting when there's machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua. But you're asking me why the shlishi is oisa sheni? I told it to you. B'chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma, I explained it. The teretz is, when Rabbi Yeshua said B'chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma, and there's no one who would have understood Rabbi Yeshua meant better than Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Yeshua said the words B'chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma, you know what Rabbi Eliezer heard him say? He heard him say that when I talk about eating shlishi, I'm not talking about eating the real shlishi, chalila. I'm talking about chulin. Okay, what's heichetims of chulin? Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma. Right, that's the Echadimsa. He didn't hear Rabbi Yeshua explaining his halacha of why if someone eats a shlishi, becomes a sheni l'kodesh. He heard him saying a fact that it's only negei azasar talacha. It's only negei azasar talacha by chulin shanasa al-tairis HaTruma. So Rabbi Yeshua never explained himself. Being that he never explained himself, so Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Yeshua, so why is Shlishi Oysa Sheini? So Rabbi Yeshua told him back, he said, didn't I tell you that my halach is only negeya Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma? If it's only negeya Chulin Shanasa Al-Tairis HaTruma, it's poshit. was ich mein zu sagen. It's pasha what the teretz is. Once you understand that, you should memela chab the halacha. Keilu. If the halacha is also negeya by chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh, so you're right. It doesn't make sense by chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh because chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh should be a revi. But being that I'm only saying this halacha by chulin shenasu atayrus hachuma, and we know big day oichle chuma is medrus lekodesh, so memela you can understand it. But here's the point: if Rabbi Yeshua was explaining his position, but not telling you macro, high level, what he holds in the world of Chulin Shenas Atayrus HaKodesh, Chulin Shenas Atayrus HaTrumo, then there's no basis for Rabbi Eliezer's kasha. The only reason Rabbi Eliezer's kasha makes any sense is because Rabbi Shimon have explained himself. If I explain myself, you don't ask me what I meant. Right? I mean, Austin, you explain yourself well, but the point is, at least you know what he's trying to say. From the fact that Rabbi Yeshua is on the defense, it sounds like he never gave a teretz. He never explained his halacha. So what did he mean when he said b'chulin shenas atayrus hatruma? He's making, in Oikimti, he's making a global statement. He's saying this whole sug is only negeya b'chulin shenas atayrus hatruma. Okay, but he never explained himself l'maisa. Oh, and by the way, there's two ways to even interpret that statement. Because you can understand the statement, it's only negeya b'chulin shenas atayrus hatruma. Or you can understand the statement, it's negeya b'chulin shenas atayrus hatruma. It's even negeya b'chulin shenas atayrus hatruma. And like Mibaya, it goes without saying it's going to be negeya b'chulin shenas atayrus hakodesh. But here's the bottom line. Rabbi Eliezer is looking at Rabbi Yeshua. He certainly never explained his halacha. And even if Rabbi Eliezer can anticipate what Rabbi Yeshua might be thinking, what's the reason that if you eat shlishi, you become a sheni? But that would only explain it in the case of Chulin Shenas Atayrus HaTrumah. I don't know, I'm looking at Rabbi Yeshua. I think he might hold this halach even Chulin Shenas Atayrus HaKodesh. Because maybe when he said Chulin Shenas Atayrus HaTrumah, he's saying it's Pashen Chulin Shenas Atayrus HaKodesh. From the fact that Rabbi Eliezer asked the question, you see Rabbi Yeshua is laying out the law of the land, that's Negei Kol HaTayrus Kula, all areas of Tumah V'Tayra. And what do you see from his Teres to Rabbi Eliezer, Afani lo yomarti el b'chulin shenas atayrus hatruma. When I made that statement, the statement was dafka chulin shenas atayrus hatruma, not lo mibaya also chulin shenas atayrus hakodesh. It was only negeya that, and if it's only negeya that, that's the only place I said my halacha. Of the only place I said my halacha is it's only that's negeya that it's pasha what the teres is. The teres is because big day oichli truma are medrash lo oichli kodesh. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is, again, the teretz to the Mishnah going way back to the beginning of the daf is so easy. Mishnah's mavur that there's a concept of having a shlishi b'chulin. Faiting Gemara's thing is a shlishi b'chulin. The daf started, Amar Abelazim Rab Hoshia, Hacha b'chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh, with the like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua said in a Mishnah Masechtes Tayrus, b'chulin shenasu atayrus truma. And tayrus hatruma in, atayrus hakodesh shloi. Ula said that my Chavraya also learned that way, that when Rabbi Yeshua said Al Tayrus HaTrumah, he meant Al Tayrus HaTrumah in Al Tayrus HaKodesh Loi, which means the Mishnah is, without a question, the Loi Ki Rabbi Yeshua. However, Ula said, I don't hold that way. Ula said, I'm Chaylik. I hold Rabbi Yeshua held that way as well. Now, one of the things that Rashi and Tosis both mutcha with a little bit, so how did Ula understand what Rabbi Yeshua meant when he said B'chulin Shenas Al Tayrus HaTrumah? So Rashi says, Tu Pshatam. The easiest pshat is that when he said b'chulin shenas atayrus hatruma, he wasn't making some macro statement. He wasn't coming and giving a state of the union in terms of what he holds when it comes to the laws of b'chulin shenas atayrus hatruma, b'chulin shenas atayrus hakodesh. He was just making an akimta in this particular halach. When do I hold that if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni? That if it was b'chulin shenas atayrus hatruma, because big day oichli truma is medrash l'kodesh. But in terms of, is there a metzias of, is there a metzias of chulin shenas atayrus hakodesh? Yeah, I, from the shakla v'tarya between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, from the fact Rabbi Eliezer asked the kasha, that's Rashi's whole shakla v'tarya. That's where Ula understood from Rabbi Bar Bachanam, Rabbi Yochanan, that he yelled not that way. So what about that? So Rashi says that being that we said this whole shakla v'tarya is not mentioned in a Mishnah anywhere, and it's not in a Brisa or a Tosefta, it's not mentioned. So it's for that reason he's not meshubah to this. If he's not meshubah to this, it's based on that. He doesn't have to hold it a shakla v'tarya. He's meshubah to what Rabbi Yeshua said in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah could just be explaining the exact case where it's negeya that if you eat a shlishi, you're going to become a sheni. But Enochinami, he's not saying that there's no such thing as chulin shenas atayrus kodesh. He's just saying that shlishi should be, you become a sheni, that's only negeya b'chulin shenas atayrus truma. The bottom line is, we have this big machloikis amayroim, whether according to Rabbi Yeshua, who said mefurish, there's something called chulin shenas atayrus hatruma. Is there also something called chulin shenas atayrus hakodesh or not? Either way, there's a little postscript to this. Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rab Asi, Amar Rab Yoichanan, Amar Rab Yani. The names matter specifically. which name would matter? Rav Zeira, Rav Asri, Rav Ami. All the names matter, but based on picking up off the heels of Amud Aleph, it's Rav Yechanan. So Rav Yechanan was featured on Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to ask a question now from Rav Yechanan, seemingly said over here. If somebody eats a shlishi of chulin that was nasu al tayrus hakodesh, so again, I have to be careful. He ate a shlishi of chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh, nasa gufay sheni lekodesh. His guf is going to become a sheni lekodesh. So if you eat a shlishi of nachun shenas al tayres hachuma, chun shenas al tayres hakodesh, the halacha is you yourself are going to become a sheni. Now this is obviously in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. It can't be in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds you are what you eat. So if you eat a shlishi or shlishi, this is Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasa who said that you eat a shlishi become a sheni. But Rabbi Yeshua Amud Aleph, we thought, was talking about chun shenas al tayres hachuma. Over here he seems to be saying it, but chun shenas al tayres hakodesh. It's for Rabbi Zeir the Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Zeir asked Rabbi Asi akasha shlishi. Sheni lekodesh, ve'in sheni letruma b'chulin shenasu al tayrus truma. We said it's only true b'chulin shenasu al tayrus truma in al tayrus hakodesh loy. Right? You see, for sure, if you eat it al tayrus hakodesh, it's not the way it's going to be. Amalesi told him back, loy mi bayu kamar. He said, no. When Rabbi Yeshua said b'chulin shenasu al tayrus truma, he didn't mean that it's only true b'chulin shenasu al tayrus truma. He meant even if you're going to go ahead and you're going to eat chulin shenasu al tayrus truma shlishi, you're going to become a sheni. But really, if you eat chulin shenasu al tayrus HaKodesh Shlishi, you're also going to become a sheni. But the Gemara says, "Va'af ani lo yomarti ela b'truma kamar." Rabbi Bar Bachanan Amar Aleph, who all approved, held that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even hold such a thing of chulin shenasu al tayrus HaKodesh. He said his halach in the name of who? In the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Af ani lo yomarti ela b'truma. That was the line on the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Aleph that Ula was proving is the raya that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even hold such a thing of chulin shenasu al tayrus HaKodesh, and it attributed itself back to Rabbi Yochanan. So how could it be Amar Rab Zeir, Amar Rab Asni, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hoichel Shlishi Shal chulin shenasu al tayrus HaKodesh, Nasa Gufi Sheini LaKodesh? If Rabbi Yochanan himself seems to hold that in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, there's no such thing even of chulin. So the Gemara says, "Amiron, Nineveh lived with Rabbi Yochanan." You have to say it was a machlokes Amiron in the world of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Barchanam and Amar Aleph Taka held that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it wouldn't be true b'chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Why? There's no such thing as chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Whereas Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan Amid Beis holds that this halacha of Rabbi Yeshua would be true not only b'chulin shenas al tayrus hachuma, but it would be true b'chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh as well. Either way, we're going to stop here, but just to do a sikum. On the daf, we'll save the rate for tomorrow, Mitzvah. But just to do, probably the next day, but just to do a sikum on the daf, and that is, again, we had a Mishnah. Mishnah discussed somebody that shechted chulin and no dam came out. A whole Shulchan Aruch of how we go about it. One of the halachas was, v'necholim b'yadayim mesu'a voice. You can eat it with hands that are tame. L'fishalei huchshu b'dam. And the Gemara asked the Kasha that yadayim is a sheni l'tuma. The Mishnah is clearly talking about chulin. Four rayas that the Mishnah is talking about chulin. And sheni is not oisish lishi b'chulin. So, what's the issue over here? In yesterday's daf, we saw two terutzim. We saw Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua. We're talking not about regular chulin. We're talking about Maisa Sheni, according to the shittas that hold that Maisa Sheni could become a shlishi l'tuma. Rav Papa said we're talking about Yodayim, that's a rishon l'tuma. It is possible for Yodayim to be a rishon l'tuma. Hach Maisinim, that's what's going on. Today's daf, we had the third teretz. Am Rav Loz, Am Rav Hoshia, Hacha b'chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh askinan. We're not talking about regular chulin. Obviously, not talking about kachim. Four rayas, we're not talking about kachim. But we're talking about chulin that could become a shlishi. How could chulin become a shlishi? Chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. The debate of the Gemara was whether or not this is something that can stem even in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, or is this something that by definition is the loiker Rabbi Yeshua? We know Rabbi Yeshua said in a Mishnah Masechtas Tayrus, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, there's something called chulin shenasu al tayrus hachuma, and there was a huge debate amongst the Amiron. When he said there's something called chulin shenasu al tayrus hachuma, did he mean dafka chulin shenasu al because it was prevalent, it was shchiach. But chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh, no such thing. It can't become shlishi or revi. Or he meant fakert. Chulin shenasu al tayrus hachuma is not even so chomer. Chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh is much more chomer. And if there's something called chulin shenasu al tayrus hachuma, certainly there'd be something called chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. And this was a big discussion. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Hoshea understood in Rabbi Yeshua there's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. Chavraya, the chaverim of Ula, specifically Rabbi Bar Bachan, and then Rabbi Yochanan, also felt that way. Ula himself said, no, I disagree. I think if Rabbi Yeshua holds Chulin Shenasu Al Tayrus HaChuma, certainly he's going to hold the Chulin Shenasu Al Tayrus HaKodesh. By the way, Rav Asi, and then Rabbi Yochanan, also said that. So this is a big shaila, and really the whole nafkamina of the daf, besides for the one line of Hacha Bechun Shanas Al Tayrus HaKadosh Askinon, was this discussion, whether could shtim with Rabbi Yeshua or not shtim with Rabbi Yeshua. Now, as far as the meat of the daf, it very much revolved around a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that's Negeya, one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. One of the Yud Ches Dvarim was that if somebody eats Tumah, the halach is he becomes Tumah, even though it makes no sense, because really, Oichlin can't be Matama Adam, because Oichlin at best, with the exception of it, but Oichlin, the best thing it could be is a Rishon L'Tumah, and a Rishon can't be Oisa Adam into a Sheni L'Tumah. But Chazal, one of Yud Ches Dvarim, made a takana that if somebody eats Tumah, he's going to become Tumah. Major league machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, what darg of Tumah? Rabbi Eliezer was super straightforward, you are what you eat. Rishon, you're a Rishon. Sheni, Shlishi, Shlishi. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Eliezer holds that someone that eats Tumah is more Tameh in this, again, make-believe world of eating Tameh becoming Tameh. But as if we reckon with that world, if somebody eats Tameh, you are more Tameh than the Tameh itself. You know what the Raya is? The Neveh Lov and Oifta. Rabbi Yeshua says, no way. If somebody eats Tameh, you're not going to be more Tameh. As a matter of fact, Oichel Tumah is less Chomer than Tumah. You know what the Raya is? From the Shiurim. That's the Raya. Because the Shir of an Oichel being Metama is Bekebeya, but if somebody eats, he would have to eat a Chatzi Pras in order for there to be any issues. So from the Shir, you see that it's actually just the opposite. Okay, so what is Rabbi Shua's Halacha? So you would think, I don't know, probably the way Tumah always transmits. So you eat a Rishon, you probably become a Sheni, as if you touched it. Sheni Shlishi, Shlishi Ravi. Anything but that is the truth. If you eat a Rishon, you become a Sheni. That's the only part of this that's Rabbi Yeshua L'shitasai. If you eat a Sheni, you rather become a Sheni. How does that make sense? Because sometimes a Sheni is always a Sheni. Derech Mashkin. Oh, sometimes a Sheni is always a Rishon. Yeah, Mashkin's different. But the bottom line is, Sheni become a Sheni. And as a matter of fact, sometimes if you eat a Shlishi, you could become a Sheni. When would that be the case? Bechulin shenaso al tayrus ha-truma. Being that you're only watching if a truma, it's considered, as far as you're concerned, tameh regarding kodesh. What level of kodesh? The highest level of kodesh it could possibly be. What's the highest level of kodesh it could be? A rishon l'tuma. You have to assume the worst. You have to assume that you just ate a rishon l'tuma. To the extent that you just ate a rishon l'tuma, that rishon l'tuma is oisa. Makes you into a sheni, and that's why if you eat a shlishi, you're going to be a sheni. Regardless, this concludes the first part of the Tumah V'Tahira segment tucked away here in the Lamids of Masechtas Chulin. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going to continue with this machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and pick up with part two.